Hi everyone, I'm Andrew Zeller and I am here with Vijay Tiwari to do another in a series of videos on Azure Stack. Vijay's here to talk about Microsoft Azure Stack infrastructure and operations. So, Vijay?
Hi everyone, my name is Vijay Tiwari. My team is responsible for developing the software infrastructure that allows you to operate Azure Stack in your data center, as well as the hardware ecosystem for Azure Stack.
Well, Vijay, I think it'd be good if you could just start us off with a high level of how Azure Stack works.
Yeah, sure. So I think the first thing to recognize is what is Azure Stack. And with Azure Stack, what we are trying to attempt is to actually bring the innovation from Azure into your data center. So you can write applications that work in your data center, but have the same Azure patterns along with it. And the way we actually deliver Azure Stack is through integrated systems. So we are working very closely with our hardware partners to make sure that you get a thoroughly validated and tested system right from top to bottom, so that we can provide you the Azure innovation at a pace that makes sense for Azure. So you're not stuck behind having to update these systems on your own cadence, and you can rely on us on having to do all the validation that's required so we can keep you abreast and updated with what's going on in Azure.
Well, what kind of updates are you going to be sending out?
So we have two types of updates. You know, one is these updates called system updates, which actually are all the way from the hardware infrastructure, firmware, drivers, all the operating systems that go along with it, and on the Azure infrastructure like ARM and Portal. And we'll keep them on a regular cadence and validate and make sure that this comes. And then there are also Azure services and workloads, which will provide even more frequent updates so you can actually keep compatibility and consistency with Azure.
Okay. So if I am planning for Azure Stack, how should I start thinking about what I'm going to be doing?
You know, a single cluster in Azure is roughly about 1,000-odd servers. Now, if I were to tell a customer that in order to get Azure Stack, you have to start with 1,000 servers, that's going to be a little hard. So we've done a lot of work to make sure, you know, architecturally and topologically, that customers can actually get an Azure Stack instance that starts as small as 4 servers. That's all the architectural work that we have done to make sure that that happens. And then you can incrementally add capacity to whatever number we support at any point in time. Now, just to give you a sense, if you have a well-populated server instance, you know, with the right CPUs, with the right amount of memory and the right amount of storage, you can get roughly about 400 plus D2 VMs, D2 Azure size VMs. And, you know, a D2 size VM is about 2 virtual CPUs and 7 gigabytes of memory. And Azure has this concept of regions. Regions is, you know, Azure has about 38 regions, and all the regions are actually subsumed under a single instance of ARM and Portal. So ARM and Portal, a customer logs into the Azure portal, you can actually deploy resources across multiple regions. In Azure Stack, we have the same construct. So you can actually have an ARM and Portal, and it'll span across multiple regions that a customer may have in the data center. And within the regions is actual capacity, which is represented by a scale unit. And the scale unit is the unit of capacity that you can deploy in each one of these regions. And so the total scale of Azure Stack is the number of servers in a scale unit multiplied by the number of scale units in a region multiplied by the number of regions. Now that's our vision for Azure Stack, and is designed to be able to operate in that manner. But what we are doing when we deliver GA is we'll actually have a single region with a single scale unit, which can have anywhere from 4 servers to 12 servers. So you can start with 4 servers, incrementally add 1 server at a time till you reach the capacity of 12 servers, and all under the realm of 1 ARM and Portal instance. So, you know, even with the starting scale point that we are starting with, you can get started. And then as we, you know, go forward, we will add support shortly after GA for support for multiple regions, and thereafter for multiple scale units. So as you as customers start to operate with Azure Stack and your demands increase, we'll be right there with you providing additional capability for geo redundancy and additional scale and capacity as you move along.
Okay. So once I have Azure Stack, I get this integrated system. What is my job inside the data center or on-premises operating Azure Stack? I mean, we don't talk a lot about what it takes to run Azure on the back end. So what exactly are you going to do?
Yeah, that's a fascinating point. You know, remember, a part of actually, giving you Azure Stack is now you as the customer have to operate Azure Stack in your data center. Unlike in Azure, where we have a DevOps cycle where our people, actually engineers, actually operate Azure on your behalf. So in order to give that capability to you, we have developed custom software which allows you to operate Azure Stack. Like, one of the important things for you when you want to operate Azure Stack is to make sure that you have an ability to monitor what's going on in the Azure Stack instance. Are there any disks that have failed? Any services that are down, right? So we have provided you a comprehensive monitoring capability where you can get alerts for anything that has actually failed in Azure Stack and then react to those alerts and fix those issues as they crop up. The other interesting thing that we have done is we recognize that, you know, Azure Stack is an instance is going to be integrated into your data center environment. So, you know, even things like alerts, we have an API, so you can integrate those alerts into your existing monitoring systems so customers can actually integrate Azure Stack into the data center environment from an alerting and monitoring perspective and also from a, you know, from a data center networking perspective. Now, obviously, we've done monitoring and diagnostics. Key aspect of Azure and Azure Stack is security. You know, one of the reasons people want Azure Stack and want to make sure is that, you know, in today's environment, you want to make sure that it's a secure environment. So for Azure Stack, we've done a lot of work to make sure that Azure Stack deploys securely right out of the box. You know, simple things like making sure that the physical ACLs on the network switch are correctly set. Virtual ACLs on the virtual switches are correctly set, so you have correct network isolation. Making sure that, you know, all data that is stored on storage is encrypted at rest. We use a technology called just enough administration. So even when administrators go into Azure Stack to administer, they get a very narrow surface depending upon their role, and they can only operate within the realm of that constrained surface. So we've done a lot of work to make sure that customers actually get a secure deployment and are secured from any threats that customers can actually be up against. Now, obviously, when you're operating with, you know, a cloud-like environment, you need to have a robust business continuity environment. And so we have separated that into the tenant space and the infrastructure space. And on the tenant space, you'll be able to back up your assets onto local, you know, storage using any third-party storage tool. Or you'll also be able to use the benefits of Azure and back up into Azure. And from a disaster recovery perspective, you know, Azure Site Recovery offers a great way for you to be able to orchestrate your virtual machines and assets on-premise to replicate and fail over into Azure and back, you know, when you want to do a fail back.
One of the things I hear a lot of customers ask about is how patching and updating work. Is this something that Microsoft is going to send out updates that get applied to Azure Stack? Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, in fact, that is one of the largest investments that we have made from an engineering perspective, because we have to give you two things. We have to not only give you actually the patch and payload update, Becky Barton, the payload, but we also have to give you an orchestration mechanism so that the entire system can be patched and updated in an orchestrated manner. That means patching all the firmware, all the drivers, all the operating system, all the software, and doing so by minimum disruption to your actual tenant workloads. And so we've done a lot of work to make sure that you actually get these updates at a very frequent cadence. Our goal is to be able to give you these updates at a monthly cadence. Initially, those monthly updates will contain security fixes, and then you'll have a more regular cadence of updated capabilities and so on and so forth. Just like I spoke about the ability to add additional regions from a capacity standpoint and geo-redundancy standpoint, we'll give out, you know, shortly after GA, we'll put out an update which allows customers to then have multiple regions in their environment. So that's this, okay. This patching and update capability is how you actually get security updates and you get new functionality at a rapid pace. And the beauty of it is that because between us and the partners, we are doing all the validation, it takes the mystery about you being able to do this on your own.
And so when I have to do it, do I control when the updates get applied?
That's exactly right. We'll have a policy which will dictate how often you can or how far you can actually defer an update for, but it's really under your control. We'll do all the validation, give you the update, and then you can decide when you apply that update within the realm of the policy.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Vijay, for coming and giving us a talk on what's happening with the Azure Stack infrastructure and operations.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everybody.
All right, everyone. Thank you very much for watching this video, and we hope to see you again soon.
Thank you.